everybody. This is Danny Brinkley. Welcome to the hearts and minds of Informant.
Yes, this is Susan.
Hello, this is Captain Roger, and you're listening to News for the Soul. To open in your mind, your body, your being, allow yourself to drench in with awesome information to evolve you to your next place.
Hey, this is Dave Morehouse, and you're listening to News for the Soul.
Hi, everybody. Nicole Whitney here from News for the Soul. The show you're about to hear is a live-in-the-moment paranormal investigation of sorts. The music you're hearing in the background is me playing on my new piano that I manifested, a free piano, a couple of weeks ago, without actually having intended on manifesting a free piano, incidentally. The weird thing about this is that I've never had a piano, owned a piano, or had a piano lesson in my life, but I appear to be playing the piano nonetheless. We're going to investigate with Carrie O'Connor live in the moment on this paranormal phenomenon of sorts. Stick with me. It's a weird one. Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Well, it's going to be all that and a bag of chips today. Carrie O'Connor is here. But you don't need to break out your goggles and helmet. I might, but you are okay, probably. Those of you playing the home game, listening along on BBS Radio or wherever, or newsforthesoul.com, we are here on an adventure today. We had talked previously about different phenomena going on, and we talked about past life stuff. We've talked about doing some paranormal investigation work, and today we're, Carrie actually has no idea why she's here yet. I just told her more weird stuff happened. We have to talk. That's all she knows, literally. She's standing in the wings here, and we're going to let it unfold live during the show and explore this, because I want to know, yet again, what is going on, you know, why these strange things are happening, and see what we can glean from them as far as life lessons and learning and what this really means as far as the true nature of our reality. So that's kind of why we're here. Well, first, let's welcome Carrie on and do our thing, and then we'll just kind of have the story unfold together. Welcome, Carrie O'Connor, back to News for the Soul.
Hi, Nicole. Lovely to be back on News for the Soul.
It's going to be fun.
Yes, it is.
Have you had any kind of inkling or intuitive download as to why we're together today yet?
Yes, I keep on seeing a young man in around you in his 20s, and what, actually in his 20s, 30s, and then he says, don't call me an age. And so I noticed that people are, as the veil is getting thinner, we're having more electrical stuff happening, phone wires, but also people are noticing more orbs in there. And we were talking about that throughout the year as far as people increasing orbs. But also people are starting to talk about more and that we're starting to connect the dot with is feeling spirits around them. I had a group of people the woman was talking about the how she moved into has another inhabitant of a ghost kind. And so when I saw you talking about this evening, I saw a guy on your shoulder, and so I figured you wanted to talk in and around him. So, what's going on?
Well, we'll see if he's involved. I have no idea what is going on. But I had one of those, the veil, you mentioned the veil sitting, and that's definitely what's going on everywhere. It's huge.
Absolutely.
And, you know, for me not to have an orb in my picture is now weird. I mean,
right.
The weird has become unweird, and the unweird has become weird. It's just very, very opposite of what everything used to be. But it seems to come in doses that we can handle. So here's what happened to me. you're the first one I think of now, by the way, when I want to go. And anybody that calls me, I'm always saying, you know, just go there. Go talk to Carrie. That's where you can get, you know, tapped in and really get some insight. So when people phone up needing psychic kind of assistance with things like this. And you were, of course, the first one I thought of talking to. I was sitting here the other day, and in the beginning, it was the first week of September, I suddenly, out of the blue, in quotation marks, manifested a free piano. And I thought, gee, free piano, well, I can't say no to a free piano, you know, and I'm thinking my kids will just love, you know, having a free piano, and they'll be able to plunk around on the piano. Wow. So, and then, of course, you know, I'm walking by this free piano while the kids are at school, and have to, you know, kind of, you can't just walk by a piano. You got to, you know, plunk. So I sit down, and 30 years ago, this is the part I do remember, 30 years ago, when I, you know, in high school kind of thing, a friend of mine had, I had sat down with her for a day watching her play some songs on the piano. And I remember picking up on the songs, like being able to plunk them out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not thinking too much of that, although in retrospect I now know that might have been a little weird. Because they weren't like little, you know, we're not talking, Mary had a little lamb on one hand.
Right.
Talking,
right.
You know, two hands all over the keyboard orchestrated songs.
Wow.
So I was kind of, if I don't think, I can still play them. It sounds really weird. I can still play them as though, I like it's like I'm remembering how to play the piano.
Right.
But the problem is I've never had a piano, owned a piano, or had piano lessons or played a piano, other than the one time I can remember 30 years ago sitting down with a girlfriend from high school and watching her play a couple songs. I mean, it sounds insane, you know. That's why I thought, well, talk is cheap. I'll get you on the phone. I won't front-load you with anything.
Right.
And we'll,
I love it.
Yeah. And
The guy makes it. All right, so... All right, so go ahead. I wanted, because then it totally makes sense with me with the guy. Okay,
good. So what I wanted to do was, well, first of all, at first I was kind of plunking through them roughly because I was trying to think or remember what I thought I remembered before. You know, it was
right.
Weird. It was sort of, I wasn't thinking about it until my logical mind stepped in and went, wait, I don't know how to play the piano.
Right.
Up until that point, nothing kind of was, I wasn't really, you know, thinking about it. And so one afternoon while I kept her at school, I'm, you know, this virtuoso in my living room and just kind of feeling the moment and going, it just feels so good when, you know, you're in that zone. And then I literally went, oh, wait, I don't know how to play the piano. And that's where the sort of odyssey began, because then I thought, well, okay, let's try to figure out what's going on. So I started phoning, you know, a couple of close friends, and this girlfriend of mine, she's taken piano lessons, and I play more piano than she knows.
Uh-huh.
And she took lessons for 2 years and practiced every day, which is, you know, going to school. And so she came over and said, yep, that is weird. So then I thought, well, I wonder what level I'm playing at, right? So I started, the local music stores think I'm nuts, I'm sure, at this point, because I kept going, and this was before I realized, oh, I actually know how to read music on both hands for piano, which is in two different clefs and stuff, for those who know music and stuff. And I didn't even know I knew how to do that. So then I started going through all of these books and playing more songs. And, I mean, within a week, I'd gone back three times to Carillon Music and bought buckets of books home. You know, I'm now doing Chopin. And
Chopin. Okay.
Yeah. And
yeah.
This strain, you know, so this odyssey continues, and I'm trying to, with my logical mind, kind of figure out, okay, what the hell does that mean? What does this mean as far as, you know, the exploration that we do as far as what's really real, the true nature of our reality? Because it's only the conditioned mind going, wait, you don't know how to play the piano. Well, obviously
right.
I do. I just didn't know.
Right.
And it wasn't like through going through the traditional channels. So now at this point, I could pick up my headset phone and try to venture over, because I figure, okay, we'll do it in a moment. And as long as I'm able to keep my brain out of the way, I'll be able to demonstrate this a bit. Because as soon as I try to show someone, you know, it's like your ego comes in the way and the thinking comes in the way. So I have to flow. And so what, we can give that a shot, and then we can see what you can download. Did you want to download anything before I do that, or do you want to just...
No, let's just go with this go.
Okay. Stand by while I grab the headset.
All righty.
Okay. Now, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. So we're moving towards the piano. And then, you know, as this odyssey was continuing, as I'm making my way to the piano, which I absolutely had to paint white, by the way, and that was a whole other weird thing, you know, and then I'm thinking, well, how weird is it to just suddenly have someone go, hey, would you like a free piano today?
Right.
So it all started coming together and seeming terribly, you know, on purpose, at the very least. So, okay, I'm now at the piano, and I'm going to put the headset just down on the bench here and just try to get in the flow a little bit, so I'll give you just a sample of what's been going on.
Okay.
And then we'll see where it takes us. So here we go. Okay. Stand by. Idea. That was the stuff that was kind of flowing through before, before the music box. And you can hear me sort of stumbling. As soon as my brain tries, it's like a struggle, you know? Like, keep brain out of it, everything flows. As soon as I kind of become present in it, it's like, what the hell am I doing?
Right.
So it's the strangest thing. And then I went and I started going through these books, and it's like I'm remembering certain pieces that, it's like I'm scanning through, finding ones that I remember. I feel like I've done them before, you know, like... You know, stuff like that. And, yeah, so...
That's
how
cool.
Going on.
That's amazing. And I was sitting there getting chills, and I was watching your body. And so I'm going to go back to the guy, okay, the man, the male, that actually it's really kind of funny because part of him is saying... when he said, I'm not 20, I'm not 30, and he was, you know, he would, there's part of, let's see, a little bit of, not vanity, he was a show person, and so he, like, think of actors and actresses not wanting to say their age, right? So think of this, Nicole, that there's no mistake that you got this piano. I mean, really think about it. If I did an interview and asked people, how many people have manifested a piano, you know, this year, you know, but I think there'd be a lot. So, and there's, and I want to go back to June and July, the guides were saying, and this is really clearing out. Actually, this goes back to they're saying to you personally, it sounds like I'm jumping, but I want to go back to you with January, with your lightening up intention, okay? So your, and then let's use it with your friend sharing, okay? So everyone's energy is uniquely different to their experience in this incarnation, and we have our own unique soul group. So you had this, your intention of lightening up, and then you were using tools of the lightening up techniques, and so Sharon was experiencing things some way, in the 3D world, in your 3D world, it was experience, it was coming up of real cellular releasing of what I saw as it was post-traumatic stress that had to do with the root chakra, second chakra, and third chakra that went was really ancient, okay? And so where some people were experiencing, again, like the losing weight and stuff, lightening up in a multidimensional way. That is so perfect, Nicole, because when you were playing, think of it that your energy cleared out the Akashic records, and what I'm seeing what you're doing is you're channeling our multidimensional self. If you, a man transfigures over you, and transfigures means that you are this man, okay? So think of that. And this guy is somehow connected to Chopin, and when you said Chopin, Chopin. Chopin. How do you pronounce his name? Chopin. Yeah, I'm talking about.
Yeah, Chopin.
C-H, Chopin. Okay. Even before you said his name, I was getting his name in and around you, and also that he comes in with this guy and around this guy, or you, and also, did you have a feeling that you even are him? What's your thing with that? Because I want to come straight out and ask you that.
Okay. This is where it gets even weirder. Yes. I had two things come through. One, okay. I had to paint the piano white because I just discovered that, you know, you and I talked privately about the last life regression thing, the memory that I had. Apparently, she had a white piano, fairly well-known white piano. So then I was thinking, but that's not coming from there. It's coming from a lot long ago. It's why I'm scanning through these old classical books, literally going, I mean, book after book after book, going, looking for something. And literally, before I even, in my brain, figure out where the notes are, my fingers are already playing them.
Right.
So it's something very, you know, 16th century kind of stuff.
So think of as we're lightening up, right? And the biggest thing to manifest and make it go down is, and especially in the second chakra, think of you're obviously, Nicole, a very creative person in that creation in the act of creation, acting, singing, creating radio stations, creating you're a creator, right? And so, and you've done this many, many, many times in your lifetime, right? And so, when I saw the man standing next to you when you were talking, that he was like coming in next to you, where it's like I've been with her and I've been watching him on your energy field since next to you since maybe April of this year, and he was standing there, and part of him, he looked like a young man. I knew it wasn't a partner coming in, but that's coming later, because this is where it's so important for you to really cellularly heal, because I'm going back to the back of your second chakra. Post-traumatic stress, that has to do with cellular post-traumatic stress in all directions of space and time. And so then what is the gift when we're able to do this, Nicole? When we lighten up, when we really are able to loosen and release energy patterns that can be from past life trauma that has a theme in this life trauma, and we get to the root of it, the ability for us to then rechannel that energy, and then we have access to our life records or Akashic records. And so in those life records also have those lifetimes where we had talents. And so I've seen people, I had a client who never did art, and so she did hypnotherapy, she was getting migraines, right? 40 years old, housewife, her husband was a doctor, life was fine, blah, blah, blah. Then extreme migraines. So she did hypnotherapy way before it was popular, in the early 70s or late 60s. As soon as she did hypnotherapy, she had to go and to the art store and get paint, and all of a sudden, Nicole, she was drawing like she's drawn all her life. She's an impressionist artist, and she now is one of the most well-known in the North in New England, and she has books and all sorts of stuff. And then it happened to be that this famous artist was free and available to work with her, so every single thing fell in place, right? And it was when she released this, think of the migraines, where her way of her soul saying, you're here to do this and to wake up to this, and to this heals you. And so she's never had a migraine since. And again, she's an art teacher that is phenomenal, and she's an artist. And so here with your with the energy, especially healing from cellular stuff in the first, second, and third chakra, that allows the energy of our other dimensions, our multidimensional self, to be able to come through. And this is the beautiful thing. What is beautiful is that with the work, Nicole, comes the gift. And so sometimes people think, this is so hard, or how much more releasing do I have to do, good God? I've been doing it for 20 or 30 years, and I'm not seeing it in my energy field yet. I'm not experiencing it in partner. I'm not experiencing it in money. I'm not experiencing all these things. What the heck? And I was saying to this client, I said, we're all releasing on different levels, and some people might be manifesting in a physical level more right now, but it does not mean that you're not clearing and releasing. So think of this this man coming through, this village, Chopin, and that he absolutely, any other time that you've had, because I'm seeing you then as a woman in the other lifetime that we're talking about too with the white piano, I saw her first, but it went way back. And no, he was first, and he is absolutely good. I'm definite that he is first. But then I'm seeing somebody with this ancient flute that, and I'm going back to, it's another male, and I'm seeing you back in Greece, and this is where it's really ancient time, and the flute's probably not even the right word. So here again, there's been many, many lifetimes, and it's important that the male is leading, because this is how it's much healing your right side of your of the second chakra, and that also has it spills over with relationship with men, and that goes back to father. And or absent a father, all of that kind of stuff, and take the men away. It's how we put our energy out into the world. And so here, when I'm looking at the back of your chakras, I'm seeing all these infinity eights, infinity eights. And so the more you play and the more you channel and the more you integrate this aspect of yourself, we're at the, I was just saying this morning, Nicole, on the radio show doing What Westwood, about we're at the tip of the iceberg of understanding what our multidimensionality is, and that it's going to be so great when we get over if there's life after death, or if there's are we spiritual beings, how much exciting it's going to be to really start understanding and embracing what it is to be multidimensional. What does that mean, right? And so you've done so much work in clearing that this is this man is coming through. This aspect of you is coming through, and he is you and you are him. And so he has to play, and he has to, not has to against will. It's like his when I'm seeing him playing, the energy shifts up to the front of your first chakra and goes down to your root chakra, and it is clearing out energy that has, that goes back to ancient times that, flushes out anything that's not a thousand-watt, just like Suda, and then it helps you ground down deeper into the earth, and it gives you so much joy, and then just watch your manifestation abilities blow open, like, unbelievably. So that's the multidimensional aspect, is that we are merging with these parts of ourselves, and it's going back to June and July. The guys were telling me that as we do this work, that June and July, they first said it is like we have access to another part of our soul group. And I said, what does that mean? I don't understand it. And they just kept on saying it, and I heard other channels saying that. So I thought, okay, we come in with a soul group, and so when we do this, it's like we have double access to a soul group. So think of you standing or somebody standing in the middle of the room and then having a horseshoe of people around us. And so when we expand and have our frequency be a certain frequency, so let's just keep it simple, a 100-watt light bulb, then the energy soul group around us, when we're 100 watts and we've expanded our energy so far, that then we can have another set of group of people in and around our room. So it's when two or more gather, it's our energy field. And so it's part of a gift of us having more access for those pieces of God that reflect back to us, than to allow in our unique energy field who we are. So those multi aspects of ourself, the soul group helps illuminate and starts bringing it down into your energy field. So here in the back of, like, think of an Akashic Records, here with the piano person who's experienced many, many, many lifetimes of music and arts and of all the creative arts. He, along with him, I see a ball of you as an actress. And then I see this Grease thing. And so think of that. Here, he's in the biggest ball, entertaining and being part of the entertainer. And I also saw that Liberace comes in with him, right? And so, but that makes sense to me, because of course, when we're over on the other side, we're playing the piano and we're doing part of creation. So our soul is open up, and we are singing a soul song, but when we do it and play piano, we are channeling, and we are bringing, we're doing it out of passion. We get, when especially you even notice that when your head gets in the way, then it feels like a stalled engine. When your head is out of the way, you just flow and just go with it. Every artist is a channel. And so that's what as he's working with the energy, it'll help ground to keep your head out of the way. It's like I say to people, when I start thinking, that's when I feel like, about it. When I just go with it, then it's just flow. And so it's like letting the mental mind get out of the way. Mm-hmm. And just letting the channeling come through. So here, especially since this whole year in particular, there's enough of the energy field in the physical body, and so we clear out the spiritual body, the mental body, the emotional body, and then the physical body. We're really clearing that out, and again, it's released enough of cellular post-traumatic stress that has to do with this incarnation and other incarnations, and then it's like a pivotal turning point where all of a sudden, like, everything is reversed, where we literally have access to these people, and then that potential of the music man stepping in. So here, you're not consciously thinking, let me go learn how to do the piano and have the music man part of me step in. You weren't consciously thinking of that, but there was a part of your heart or let's just say part of the soul's contract that part of you, Nicole, makes you expand, makes you feel like you're a piece of creator. It gives you so much joy. It makes you, again, feel like you're touching the pulse of God itself, like you see him herself. And so it gives you that feeling of home, and it makes you feel like when I see a hand from the heavens rocked and a person in it, like you rock from the heavens, that's what the creative arts do for you. And again, all different aspects that you've done it in all different incarnations, down from even the didgeridoo with the shaman, so those long bowl pipe things, down to the famous piano person, down to the mother that did in Scotland, I'm seeing you, doing piano lessons. All of those aspects of you start to think of going in line, so they start getting closer and closer. They download, and then think of the strongest, not even the strongest, the one that has the most passion wants to come in right then. And so this guy started hanging with you again since April. So I saw him in the energy field, and I was just kind of watching him. And I was saying, huh, he's kind of interesting. He that is a part of Nicole that is really helping her with what she's trying to do. And it was important that he was male because he was ahead of his time, and it was a real go-getter energy. And I knew that you were starting a lot of pivotal projects that you were trying to ground, and that you were also really doing some ancient releasing. And so sometimes when we do that, Nicole, it's like we can feel really expanded one part, and then like we're crawled up in a ball and that next. And so it was really important for his energy there to be there, and especially him, because he came in and overcame a lot of I'm seeing in the times where there's hoity-toity people where he would do something my way, you know, like Frank Sinatra, I'll do it my way. And so there's a part where he helped you give the voice or to remind your subconscious, you got to do it your way. This is what makes you expand. And so think of that this example is it's perfect. It's like it's where we're going in the next 3 years in particular, of being able to really understand what the multidimensional person is like, why we would want to clear off all the other stuff we have, all the plaque, the energetic plaque that we have, why we do it. And especially when people think, you know what, I've done it, and I see other people are getting stuff, but I'm not feeling that I'm getting stuff. But then all of a sudden, there's like a big flip, and then we do see it manifest in our life. And so there's a part of your energy. It's interesting because you've done it. And this is what I'm hearing with the life that you've said before, that you do things big, okay? And so it's when I say, actually it's pretty funny, big and dramatic in a way, but it's not that you're a drama queen. Do you understand? There's like, yeah. I see an arrow getting pulled back, almost like, think of it as symbolically like Robin Hood. So you do things, again, big, and you make big appearances, right? And so think of people are manifesting around. You're, again, doing it, and you're clearing out, and there's a real part of your energy field that is very attuned to the earth's grids. And so there's a part of that child that can feel the earth, the vibration of the earth. And that August was a real turning point where I saw this transparency that had residual energy from end times that a lot of people, it affected them to totally ground down, because the energies of end times reminded our cellular body of end times, that the rugs get pulled out underneath us. But so it didn't allow us to totally, or not, I can't say allow, that part of us was waiting up and not to totally ground down until we felt the time in history where this record of the earth was released, because in our records, in our what it reminds us of is, again, end times, Atlantis sinking, the two pyramids getting taken over. And so in August, that time left. So here, as that period left the earth, leaning, who was leaning, kind of some people who were, our job was to not totally anchor into the earth for many, many reasons, but we're going to keep it simple, grounded down to the earth differently. And so then it's like a whole new ball of, a whole new deck of cards came in. And so then all of a sudden, the stuff that we've been working on since January really started shifting and going fast. And I want to ask you, and this is the second week of August, what's been going on? And even if things since the second week of August seems like they bloomed up in front of you at first, just think of a whole bunch of dust coming up, but then there's a settling down because you're doing real integration. How are you feeling in August?
And this is how I know that you are tapped in for real. Everyone listening can notice, number one, that you haven't been asking me a million questions, and I haven't been giving you any information as we go along, and I haven't talked to anybody about what happened to me in August and the beginning of September, and how that actually relates to the Lighten Up show that you were making references to, which I literally stopped airing because things were going so badly for me. And because it wasn't surface layer stuff for me. I had to go real deep with some really weird cleansing out stuff. And when I hear you talking about, you know, real ancient, what were you calling it, post-traumatic stress from real ancient stuff, lower chakras or something?
Ancient primordial, ancient childs and stuff. Ancient primordial stuff is what they would call it, residual energy.
A nice big dust cloud on that stuff. End of August, mid-August was there, and I had this whole weird transcendent experience that was multi-layered and beyond words. Where I felt that go in the beginning of September, and then the piano showed up, and I've lost 15 pounds since the piano showed up.
Oh, my God. That is so, I'm going to start crying.
How cool is that?
Nicole, that is exactly, just think of our cells that can hold in our physical body, the intercellular water in our cells. It's like we could hold 15 pounds of water weight, and we could try, but when the cells are bloated, even with old grief, it's like, what the heck am I doing? And then here comes the piano, here it goes in, and it clears out. And then also in August, it's a grounding that has, like your body, all of your bodies are able to ground down deeper than you ever had before. And it's not that you weren't grounded in before, but something about this is deeper, something goes back, but there isn't words for this. And also there's a part of feeling that, even think of part of your contract was that you're the warrior enough where you held back and grounded down until this, you felt this, the energy shift. And so it takes the worry to say, I'll hold, like doing things big, you know what I mean? I'll hold back, and that is not an easy thing. So here, even people around us could be experiencing what seems like success, and I have a client with I turned very friendly with her because she's like, good God, Carrie, I'm helping people manifest left and right, and I'm so happy for them. I truly am. And there's not like a jealousy thing, but she gets tired. She's like, when am I going to experience this? It's like I see people left and right, and she just is saying, like, am I going to get a turn here? But when I'm looking into her energy, it's very similar with you. It's that she does stuff big. It's an ancient person. There's a part where now, since the mid-August, everything has turned around, and it's like her, it's all making sense. It's all going down because she also released that ancient energy that is residual that goes back to what I see, our original blueprints. So when we go into our original blueprints, that's what we came down here, and now this is what we finally got to this part to start filling these up. And before we could see glimpses of them, before it was, they were in and around us. The blueprints aren't new, but there's a different thing that we have easier access, Nicole, to start coloring them in. So by how we color them in is by creating. How we create is, it was so important for so many of your lifetimes, that music, passion, creation, the arts, artists, all of the, even if you weren't doing it, you were married to somebody in and around that art, the thing. So as like when you look and scan the path, your back of your past life, sometimes people have had many, many histories of science, you know, and some people have histories of the homestead person, and so and others, the medical field, yours was all about the arts, and part of that, again, goes to creation and the creation process, because you have your finger on the pulse of it, and now, you're, again, with the piano, not only it's like the with the 15 pounds that you see, I keep on seeing at the tip of the iceberg of even being able to understand, because think of the story alone, Nicole. It's all those people that are feeling, oh my gosh, like I'll say to them, they'll say, I've been doing energy work myself for 20 years. How many times do I have to release? And how long more? It's more longer do I have to release? I'm losing hope here. And then, or maybe it is, screw it. Maybe I'm not swimming. And they try not to get mad because they just, they're so ancient souls, they don't want to appear mad. But there's a part where we could feel betrayed, right? And so it's like a sense of betrayal, or, you know, maybe partnering isn't my a part of this life, my time, is what this one woman said. And then it's not that. It's, there's a part of her that, part of her releasing, just like yours, affects so much the grids that your, the give back that you're going to receive is just exactly, you do things big. So again, downloading and being able to sit the piano and do this is amazing, and people know you, and so they're going to be able to experience that, and they're going to be able to, when I heard you play, I got chills all over, my whole body opened up, and so they're seeing, experiencing, and sensing you in channel, and that's when you do a radio, and even just telling the story itself, Nicole, it lights the fire of the other people, especially those people, and there's a good percentage of them, Nicole, out there, there's a good, and I'm thinking, I'm seeing one, I was going to say one third, but they're showing me one half of the people that have been working and not seeing the results in the 3D world yet. And now there's a big shift with this since August and September. And the shift is, there's a part where it's going to be done big. And so here, you've integrated this part. It's this male. He is you. You are him. And again, all these other, I keep on seeing these people jump into your energy field. And these are not entities. These are your aspects of yourself that you have, you have knowledge with, so they come enough of the residual energy of the pain of separation, of the trauma has been transmuted, so now we have faster access to it, closer access to it. I compared it to, think of our, symbolically, our Akashic records, or our abilities to tap into the higher self aspects, used to be where we had to do a phone call long distance, and the operator used to have to hook up with it. Then when we started working with ourselves, then we had access to do long distance and dial ourselves. Now, then over this year now, there's huge changes, and now we could even do it where the cell phone has it, where the person can sound like they're next door. And so now they even enter us, we think symbolically, in our own house. So we know they're in the house, so we don't even have to have a operator anymore. We're in physical distance with this, with this higher aspect self. Now think of it as we have evolved where we're in the same room with those other aspects for ourselves, where symbolically it felt like we needed a communicator to communicate with these other aspects of ourselves and an outside operator. So this is huge. This is such a huge step in our evolutionary process, and that's where I keep on saying, hearing, and the guys keep on telling me too, as far as for us to sit down with this, Nicole, and realize what this means. And again, when they keep on talking about the tip of the iceberg of this, where when your story goes out to the world and then it starts vibrating and other people are going to say, oh my gosh, all of a sudden I'm whipping up these souffles like Chef Tao, and then other people are, all of a sudden I'm doing herbs, and everyone that walks by, I'm able to give herbs or homeopathy to people. And so think of even then Dr. Bach comes in, the Bach Flower Remedies guy is just walked in, and he's coming in here and helping people that, and so that's what, we don't have to necessarily have been Dr. Bach, but think of soul groups, going back to that access to our soul groups. And so there's been a key shift and change in June and July that we have a more readily access, again, think of the phone thing. So there's no more long-distance phone calls where, even think of in Andy Griffith's time, where they had the, hello, Susie, can you get a hold of, you know, so and so forth. That was how the connection was symbolically, all about communication. Now we're in the same room, and that we can even start, we're going to start seeing, sensing. And so think of that veil is there, and now that veil looks like a sheer curtain. And the more we expand, the more we claim our mastery and say, this is, I can do this too and more. This is my divine birthright. Of course this makes total sense. Of course I am allowing myself, my other aspects of myself to come in, to come through, and to create. And with that comes a 100,000 watt energy wash, a love wash. That love wash goes through our energy field, recalibrates it, and helps rewire, and then with it allows us to hold more of that light and frequency. When we hold more of that light and frequency, it acts, again, we have that song go out to the universe recognizes it, never mind how it affects the people around us. And I want to go, how is this affecting your daughters? And I want to go to number two in particular.
They're both, especially number two, they were like a sponge gravitating to the piano and almost having a similar phenomenon where what's happening is I'm downloading a song and then they're going, teach me, teach me, teach me, teach me, and then I can show them and they're picking it up.
Right. But yeah, I'm seeing there's something with number two in particular that that it's showing her doing her own. It has a similar because I'm seeing a female actress with her as far as, and she is almost her hair. I'm seeing Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth, and even could be a court with the court of Elizabeth or with friends with Queen Elizabeth, because I'm seeing the one with the movie Queen Elizabeth where they see the red hair and the so pale face. And I'm seeing that it wasn't her. I mean, she wasn't Queen Elizabeth, but I'm hearing in the court and also friends with her, but there's a part where she had some acting, or there was some definitely in the arts, and it was very much in the, like I'm hearing the hoity-toity, or very much in the higher social groups there. And so as you're doing and vibrating this, it goes into, and others are those that are around us, our family members, the people that we have come in contact, our circle, or they get the download of this, whether you're talking about it or not, because what your energy field is, it's screaming loud and clear. You can do this too and more. You can do this too and more. So the access to those multidimensional parts of us is so profound. And again, having you, and actually, did you lose the weight like in 2 days?
Pretty much.
That's what I'm hearing the guy say. Like two days. It's like bam, bam. It's like unbelievable. And that you didn't really do nothing. Or at least like it appears to be 2 days. If it was 2 weeks, something about this was like it just was. You didn't do anything necessarily different. It was just that I'm seeing the intercellular grief that was in the water of your body released because it was able to play. So before there was, it was the grief it held in and it needed the protection even between the cells, and there was a flip and a big change in this. And so it was like it's just like bam, off goes the weight, and in comes the play. I keep on hearing the play, the play, the play. So when you want to play, even if it's 3 o'clock in the morning, go there and play. And just this is going to be so much fun, Nicole. It's just and are you feeling literally lighter and just in touch with spirit? Because I keep on seeing you go over what I call, when I see somebody in their color, in their form, it's like I see it, think of it as symbolically with a robe on, and it's a beautiful robe, and it has all these very high color frequencies. So that's my symbol of standing in your mastery, of standing really into getting what we came down here, our life mission, and getting it differently. I mean, we all could have a taste of it. We all could sit there and thrive for it and go for it and go for it. And sometimes it could feel like a part of it is like that we are reaching out for that glass ring that seems like it's right outside of our energy field, and it can involve struggle and all of that kind of stuff, and so, or hardship. And so this is where the guy came in, the famous player is bringing in the play, releasing the part that had to do with struggle. Also, that is releasing in the physical body the pain of, again, I keep on saying, of that had to do with water, that had to do with ancient grief, but also grief in this lifetime that had to do with heart and pain, and also the message, Nicole, that you don't count, that it's not worthy, you don't count, not at this time, and you can't have something like that. And this is where you're saying, whoa, I can do this too and more, and yes, I can, and I am, when we are rocked by that hand, it goes right down to that divine child with us, Nicole, and this rocking is such a sacred rock. It's like, I don't see the baby being rocked, I see the adult aspect master in us being, think of a swing from heaven is the way I could describe it, and that we're being held so beautifully, and our soul is just rocked, and so in that part it goes right down our back, our DNA, and this rocking shakes off anything that's not that 1,000-watt energy, and it allows easier access to release, and also with grounding, and also feels like, oh, I could breathe, and we just feel so much, like we can, you know, the game Fall, and you could trust that somebody's going to catch you when you fall. We can set up things and say, yeah, I have friends that I know that will help me out, but this is like, this goes beyond words. It's like we truly understand what it's like to have that sacred family net around us, which again allows us to then have, let the fun begin, and have access to these parts of us that are ancient, because it's like the tide has changed, where before we could have access to the parts that are the pain, and even it was appropriate for us to have to have the access with that. It was part of the whole setup that we had to come down here to be masters, to take the anesthesia pill, to forget who we are, to now remember who we are. And so this is where the fun, the play begins, and this is where you're reminding people that mentally, physically, emotionally, and then people are going to do their own spontaneous things, and we're going to hear about this more and more and more and more, and it's going to be in a couple of years, even in a year and a half, and I'm looking into next May and June, Nicole, that we're going to hear story after story about people doing something similar, and they might not be the super famous painter and all these famous art people, but they still have the passion, they still have that connection that makes them feel so expanded and so happy and feeling like I've arrived, and it's a different kind of arriving, and then it's the play comes in, sacred play, pukiai into shamanism, and so it allows us to expand, and again, I just keep on hearing, the fun has just begun, and I see, are you already going and expanding to other, I see you picking up this horn, but then it's not a horn, it's like other instruments, and so it's just, and you just being able to just pick up stuff. Actually, is somebody doing a documentary or a book with this?
Just happened, so, you know, this is okay. Kind of the first coming out with it, but I have this overwhelming need to find a violin, and so does my older daughter, and we're just there. It's just, you know, it's like you have to kind of stop wanting it to make sense. After a while, and like you said, it's got to be happening to other people out there. I can't be the only quote-unquote weirdo here, so, you know, let's encourage people to write in and tell us about their stories.
I document you playing in channel, because I'm seeing that even your face is going to transfigure with different people, and you don't have to have special equipment to do that. Just any kind of have people document you, document it, put down notes about this, because this is going to be unbelievable, and your story is going to help it. Where people, again, I see them saying, oh my gosh, you know what? That reminded me that all of a sudden I keep on seeing this chocolate souffle thing that I'm not a cooker person, but a cooker, baker, or whatever. But this souffle, that to think of something that's very, very hard that the chefs, that the top chefs around the world complete to have it be the best thing. And then all of a sudden people spontaneously, they make it. And they're thinking, you know what, I'm not sitting there doing the piano, but all of a sudden my cooking is unbelievable, where everyone's talking about where do I go to school to cook, and what happened in the kitchen. And, you know, so what if people... we could get so caught into the chatter of our life that they're not noticing it. They could be noticing it privately and happy and saying, wow, that's really nice. But all of a sudden, hearing your story, they're saying, hey, wait a minute. There is something much grander than this. This is not just about the souffle that looks so wonderful, that people are ingesting and everything's happier and everything, you know, it's about life force happening here. There's much a bigger thing going on here, because I'm the whistling mom in the kitchen, and all of a sudden I didn't know this, how to do this before, and I was never trained in this, and then all of a sudden now people then are saying to the person that they, hey, what's going on, Susie? You look a lot lighter, and it all goes back down to so many people, Nicole, are talking, and if I'm sure you've noticed, this year in particular, about second chakra stuff, money, career, where should I go, opportunities, I know something big is happening, love life, where's my partner, I know they're out there, all second chakra stuff, I want to give birth to somebody, physical, mentally, emotionally, and I'm confused on which way to go. I've heard it all around the world, and I'm sure you have too. All of that is literally giving birth to the multidimensional angel that we are, grounding it down where before we could have had it kind of hovering up in our energy field, and now we're pulling the energy down, grounding it differently, and then that by doing that, it allows us to access to all those, like, it's like, think of we're in our own library of our Akashic records, and so we don't have to go through those parts where it was appropriate that I don't want to say appropriate, it sounds like we had to suffer before we got there, but just think part of our evolutionary process was to realize that some of our past lives could have had pain, but think of burning at the stake, really feeling not being supported, being a very well-known actress and being crucified one way or another because of jealousy and all the other stuff. So here, in anything in the arts, you could have experienced in this incarnation, Nicole, females in particular that go into men, but females that could have really hurt you, betrayed you, backstabbed you, that kind of stuff.
It feels like it's beyond words. And I know we're at the top of the hour already, but I'm so glad that we were able to do this together, and that I have people like you that I can go to when things like this happen. And go,
right,
hey,
right.
Am I weird or what? So there's a lot of other people out there also in that same boat. And the worst feeling is isolation and potential insanity. But we know better than that when we get out of our own way. So, you know, I know there's other people out there having phenomena, and I bet you it's going to happen more and more and more. So
absolutely.
I want to hear from them. Carrie wants to hear from you as well.
Absolutely.
And so send us email. Let us know what's going on. And I'm going to take us out with a song, if I'm able to. And get out of my own way long enough to do that. And but thank you so much, Carrie, for being here today.
You're welcome, and I'm so glad to be here. And you keep on playing away, you master you.
Oh, like I can stop. I swear to God, though, the music people at the store thought I was absolutely nuts. So I'm trying to figure out what grade I'm at, you know? And they're like, well, how long do you play piano? Oh, about a week. Yeah, nut job at aisle 5, nut job at aisle 5.
You know, it was. It just reminded me of a quick story. There was Mr. Molin, the sacred geometry guy, a shaman showed up to his wife out of the blue. He walked up into his wife, and he helped him move. And so, make a long story, even if it's far out for us to just not reject it, changes the frequency of your energy field, saying, okay, it can sound kind of weird to me, but I'm not going to throw it out of the sense of possibilities, of that field of potentials. And the more we do that, the more we are literally changing the frequency of our energy field.
It's amazing when we can let ourselves just get past our stuff and
exactly.
And do it. So, well, thanks again, Carrie, and thanks for all
You're
of
welcome.
You tuning in. And if you've missed any of the show, go to newsforthesoul.com, all free, all the time. And we will see you next time, Thursday,
okay.
I believe, is our next live show.
Okay, you can
stop
playing away.
Take us out music, if I can download and not think. Of course, once you say don't think, you're thinking about thinking, and then you have to, you know, stop doing that.
Right.
Thank you.